Over your working career, you've at some point received a memo or email requesting, mandating your appearance in the conference room, a hotel, conference center for some sort of training session. Now, some of the time, training actually did have some value. Other times, you go in hoping that, at least I hope I get fed from all this. Then there were times like what my next guest experienced, unlike typical training programs, which try to take you from where you are to where you need to be in a better sense, in a better way. This one dropped her into where she was seen as being and expected her to confess her guilt. She's here to take us into this rather disturbing and interesting situation, which resulted in her losing her nursing job. While being a nurse, she's also a program director with Do No Harm. Laura Morgan, how are you today, Laura?
I'm well. Hello, Chris, and thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for stepping forward to shed a light on what is, as you'll learn with my talk here with Laura, a growing and, I think, a hazardous trend in the medical field for a variety of reasons. Website for Do No Harm, by the way, is donoharmmedicine.org. Learn more about the work that they do. So take us into the situation, because like I said in the intro, we've all had the notice, you have to be in the conference room or this location, this day, this time for a training program. Seems innocent enough, but not in this case, was it?
No, there can be a lot of consequences from things like this. And you've mentioned that everyone has had to take some sort of annual training in their careers, and that's no different for healthcare. Everyone's used to having to take classes about, follow the HIPAA law, and here's who you call if you have a concern about fraud, and be sure to treat your patients nicely. But here recently, the concept of implicit bias has snuck into healthcare.
Now, explain how is that defined by the people who put these programs together, and realistically, more realistically, how is it truly defined?
Well, the concept of implicit or unconscious bias, it assumes that some groups of people are guilty of racial prejudice against other groups just simply by virtue of race or skin color, but that they're just unaware of it. So the ideologues who promote this idea in healthcare claim that our unconscious biases leads us to make decisions about patients that can actually harm them. So we must be trained to recognize it and make admission that we harbor biases against our patients, whether we think we do or not. And this way of thinking actually creates barriers between healthcare providers and patients.
So when this concept and how it was being, I'll use the word perpetrated, you caught on to what was happening here. What was your reaction? What did you do and say?
I was aware of this because I had educated myself about what the initiatives of diversity, equity, and inclusion actually meant when they're implemented in a healthcare organization. And so my position with my former employer was as a clinical educator. And once I became aware that this course titled Overcoming Unconscious Bias was packaged up in a bundle along with the regular annual training that everybody who works in a hospital has to take, then I immediately spoke with my supervisor the day I became aware of it and asked for meetings with higher-ups in the organization to let them know my concerns about it.
So what do you say to someone who's hearing about this and saying, that's kind of a dumb way to address a serious issue because there is racism in every industry. Maybe it's time better spent if you deal with the actual racism and instruct people on when they hear about it, find out about it, who to tell and put the fire out. But what do you say to the person who says, just go through the motions, take the test and be done with it until next year?
Well, that's what they want us to do. And unfortunately, once we sort of just sit on the sidelines and don't do anything, then what is going to be the next mandate and the next one and the next one? Because this is the way that critical race theory and anti-racism initiatives took hold in the academic world. And academia is where physicians and nurses and other healthcare providers come from. So they actually come to us with these ideas already. But at donoharmmedicine.org in our commentary section, we recently posted a piece about what to do if you're forced to take implicit bias training and how you can respond to your employer. And we give them 7 quick tips about what they might want to do, which the first one is to ask, is the training mandatory? And if so, why? Because it's truly a divisive ideology.
Start with nurse Laura Morgan, who stood up against implicit bias training, as you're hearing. She is also a program director with Do No Harm. DoNoHarmMedicine.org is their website. You can find the information that Laura just referenced there as well, along with all the other focus they put on this and other issues. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned mandating, too, Laura. This is something that is growing among the states in places like Kentucky. It's going to be a mandate soon in Maryland. Michigan is another state where it's mandated. Is this, you know, with the, as far as your awareness of this particular incident and of this training, were there only whites who were mandated to attend this, or was it people of all races?
Well, I want to mention that Maryland's mandate actually went into effect on October 1st.
Oh, so I stand corrected.
It's something that is a condition of licensure, and it, some states require physicians only to take this. Some require both physicians and nurses, like Kentucky does, and Michigan requires all licensed professionals to take it. But in my particular situation at my former employer, because the course was bundled in with all the other annual training, it was a requirement for everyone. But I really encourage your listeners to go to DoNoHarmMedicine.org, go to the commentary section, and look at the course that Kentucky is mandating its nurses to take. The Kentucky Board of Nursing directs them towards a course that was put out by the Kentucky Nurses Association. And this is now a condition of nursing licensure in Kentucky to take a course that tells them that white supremacy is the driver of systemic and structural racism, and that nurses' implicit biases place their patients' lives in jeopardy and contributes to modern-day lynchings in the workplace. This is very inflammatory and divisive language, and it just has no place in nursing.
And given the fact, too, that we're seeing study after study a decline in people going to medical school, nursing school, for all aspects of the medical profession, there's already a nursing shortage, for example, and especially in states like New Jersey, where being a doctor is certainly costly, if nothing else, because of mandates. This is not exactly going to create a strong future for the medical profession. Is going to deter a lot of people from actually getting into it.
It certainly makes no sense to place mandates on people that say you must do this or you don't get your license. I lost my job, it's true, but because of the pervasiveness of these ideologies throughout the healthcare field and in many healthcare organizations across the nation, it's really the consequences that you can lose your career over it. And if you can't even get a license without agreeing to something that you don't agree with, it really doesn't make any sense to bar people from entering or continuing their careers and to add like to their already high levels of frustration and burnout.
Now, certainly you can place a lot of the blame and a lot of the anger at the people who are proponents, advocates for this, but shouldn't a lot more of the blame be placed upon the medical and healthcare organizations who say, yeah, we'll do that if you leave us alone? It's almost like a shakedown, almost in a way, that these organizations that are purportedly supposed to be representing you as a medical professional are bending and bowing to fact-free, unsupported ideas that are masquerading as vital training programs.
It's true, and healthcare organizations are implementing rather robust diversity, equity, and inclusion offices, and those departments are run by people who aren't healthcare professionals at all. They're professional ideologues, and of course, what they introduce as evidence is evidence that they find to support their decision, but that doesn't actually meet scientific rigor. So it's important that employees and healthcare workers understand really where this is coming from in their organization and to push back against it. And that's what Do No Harm Medicine is here to do.
And certainly diversity, when it's done logically, honestly, openly, fairly, is always obviously a good thing. And the recognition that, yes, there is racism among us in our society, no matter how big of a sector you want to look at, it's not the majority to where a blanket statement, a blanket accusation like this training, this implicit bias training, purports to put upon the masses. As I said earlier, it's much better time spent if you train people within your organization to be aware and watch out for when there is an act of racism, to say something to the proper people so it can be dealt with fairly and properly for that particular person who perpetrates that. But that's not the idea that we're seeing more and more, especially in the healthcare industry. As Laura points out, learn more about this issue along with the rest of the work at Do No Harm, donoharmmedicine.org. She is a program director with Do No Harm, also a nurse, a loyal nurse, long-time loyal nurse. That might be an endangered attitude if more and more people hear about this happening. So hopefully this false training is going to find some limitations versus a continued spread as we've seen. Laura Morgan, thank you for the attention you've brought to this issue. A lot more people need to hear about it, know about it, and push back against that. And your voice is going to encourage just that. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me.